SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting severe weather patterns in the Midwest will soon travel east to New England this week.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin, National Weather Service meteorologist Roy Eckberg says folks could expect low visibility due to severe rain or snow.
Visibilities could get quite low, maybe a quarter mile or less.
He also said the wind could cause some people to lose power.
There could be some power outages and tree damage due to the strong winds and the heavier snowfall.
Oklahoma was hit the hardest, where strong, heavy rains produced three suspected tornadoes. The storm's expected to move into New England beginning Wednesday night. New Hampshire and Maine could see up to 18 inches of snow. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Howls of outrage today across the globe over an Israeli airstrike that killed seven aid workers of World Central Kitchen. President Biden called the Charity AIDS group founder to share his condolences. Stefan Dujarric, who's the spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, says the death of the aid workers is more proof that fighting must end, at least temporarily.
The multiplicity of such events is the inevitable result of the way this war is currently being conducted. We reaffirm yet again the need for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
The dead from Monday night's strike include three British citizens, Polish and Australian nationals, a Canadian-American dual national, and a Palestinian. Those countries have been key backers of Israel's nearly six-month offensive in Gaza, and several of them denounced the killings. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged the unintended strike on innocent people and said officials would work to ensure it does not happen again. On Wall Street, the Dow by 396 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans do not have a biblical worldview.
A new study from Arizona Christian University reveals that 92% of adults in this country subscribe to something called syncretism, which researchers define as, quote, a fusion of disparate ideologies, beliefs, behaviors, and principles culled from a variety of competing worldviews into a customized blend. Only about 4% of Americans truly have a biblical worldview. Experts believe this poll says a lot about why the country is having so many problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A South Texas woman is suing the Starr County District Attorney's Office in the county after she was charged with murder over a self-induced abortion 2 years ago. Lizelle Gonzalez is seeking $1 million in damages after she was arrested and jailed for 3 days after she induced the abortion and wound up in the emergency room in January 2022. This is SRN News. Tesla sales have fallen nearly 9% to start the year.
Elon Musk's electric vehicle company delivered far fewer vehicles in the first quarter of the year than forecast. Tesla delivered almost 387,000 vehicles from January through March. That was down almost 9% from the same period a year earlier and lower than even the most pessimistic estimates on Wall Street. Competition has been increasing for electric vehicles and overall sales growth of EVs has slowed. Price cuts by Tesla didn't bring in as many buyers as hoped. Tesla said the decline came as it phases in an updated version of its Model 3 sedan at its factory in Fremont, California. The company's lost about a third of its value this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
California entered spring with an above-average mountain snowpack, and major reservoirs are in good shape for a second consecutive year, giving some relief after years of drought. More details at srnnews.com.